Let me know when we live.
We're live.
Amen. Good morning, saints. Good morning. God bless you. In Jesus' name, it is an honor to be here. I'm sorry, I forgot to wash my hands. Amen. Amen. It is an honor and a privilege to be before the people of God this morning. I am blessed to be able to serve you. Amen. In this or any manner that God allows. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. We have a lot to cover. Do we have many prayers this morning?
No.
No? Okay. Then I can. Amen. There's a couple.
I do.
You do?
About six. Yeah.
Amen. About six or seven. You have something that you need to?
I do. My mom has an opportunity to move into a senior home that she decided about. And they were going to give her the responsibility like a child. She would be a evict coordinator for the old folks
home. Really? Old folks home? Don't call it that. That's terrible.
Senior home, sorry. But what that does, though, you guys know my middle sister takes care of my mom. And
right.
Together all this time. So I won't say what her plans are because I didn't hear from her, but I'm concerned about her plans.
Yeah.
So I would just like to really pray it for direction for her.
Yes, amen. We got that. Amen. Give me mom's first name again.
Verna.
Verna, yeah. Amen. I knew it was one of the names. I just couldn't remember. I knew it wasn't Armstrong, but I couldn't remember. Amen. Well, we're going to be praying for Verna. Amen. We love her.
And
your sister Nikki is also like my, okay, amen.
We're going to. I always call her Nicole, even though everyone calls her Nikki.
You already have a Nikki. Amen. We are going to be praying for Pastor Andrea's mom, Verna. She is an awesome woman. She is a fabulous artist.
Yes.
She can draw and she paints. She do some stuff. She's going to be a blessing wherever she goes. Amen. And so we're definitely going to be lifting her up. Amen. I want to address Rosie Jones. From Biloxi, Mississippi, I think it is, or Missouri. I don't know if that's Missouri or MS. Biloxi.
Oh.
Is that Missouri or Mississippi?
Biloxi is Mississippi.
Mississippi. Amen. Thank you. Where's your mom?
Her and
You came by yourself? Get out of here! Hallelujah! Oh my goodness.
Can I clarify? You normally come on your own, right?
Yes.
You don't ride with your mom, right?
Well, I'm staying with her, so
we
usually carpool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah. Amen. I love it. I love it. That independence in Christ, I'm telling you. Amen. Does his face look so much different than he did when he first came?
Yes.
I mean, he doesn't really look like the same person. You can tell God is doing something. Amen. Good morning, Rashawn. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Like the school, right? Well, sort of, kind of. Close enough. Amen, soldier. Amen. I want to... for Rosie, and Rosie, God bless you in Jesus' name. I will be praying. I have been praying, honoring your prayer request. I have been honoring that. I will continue to be praying. Keep me posted as how things are. Amen. And you know, she knows what I'm talking about. Amen. I also want to talk, Sister Ruth Murdoch. Sister Ruth Murdoch. Why? Oh, Sister Ruth Murdoch. Yes, I emailed you this morning. I hope you got the email. Read it and then hit me back up, Sister Murdoch. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, Ruth Murdoch. Okay. I sent you guys a video that came from L. Moran this morning, and it's about. The scanner that it's an infrared scanner that they take your temperature with. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does everybody? Does,
yes.
The infrared. Okay. She sent me L. Moore. I don't know if it's he or she. Sent me the video. The enemy is so clever, because if we're not paying attention, we just don't know. But I need you to look at that video. I put it on our Facebook page. RMBC Hebrew Club. That's our Facebook page. I'm also going to put it up on our website. It's an incredible video. In essence, it's a psychological battle, because getting you okay with somebody pointing a gun at your head. Get you so comfortable with people pointing, and well, it's a temperature gun. Mm-hmm. We have two at the church. And so you're no longer concerned, or it doesn't bother you anymore when people are pointing a gun at you, because they do it to you. That's just the way of life now. It's a mind control. They're prepping the people for the tribulation. They're prepping them. Now, what that makes sense, but this blew my mind. So we're familiar with the pineal gland, mm-hmm. correct? How sensitive it is. It's also sensitive to light. So that infrared light being pointed directly in the center of your head at the pineal gland, and I'm sorry for using you as an example, but you're the closest one. That's where the pineal gland is. That's where the ray is. That's where the gun is. So that light entering into, because she said it's easier to check your temperature and more accurate in the wrist or here, which I've seen doctors do, than it is here. It's much more, it's a better reading here, but they don't want it here. They want it here. Then that light in time will disrupt the pineal gland, which you know Satan enters in the open pineal gland to load you up with demons. It's a psychological warfare. He's attacking us. He's attacking us, and we're letting him. Because we don't know. Does that make sense to y'all? Look at the video. Look at the video. Very clear information on it. And I am grateful. They sent it to me like 10 days ago. I finally opened it this morning. I believe it was the Lord. And I'm like, there's more than that. That's just all I can remember. But that's enough.
That's enough, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Amen. Is that crazy? But it makes sense, don't it?
Yeah.
It makes plenty. So now you can't say anything when I point my gun at you
while I'm disrupting your mind.
You're not allowed to say anything because I got your mouth covered and I got this. This is a real battle, y'all.
Yeah.
The Bible says we war not against flesh and blood,
yeah.
but against spirits and principalities in high places. Satan has been planning this for decades, for centuries.
Yeah.
He's been planning this since he's been here.
Jesus.
And the church is afraid to speak about it. The church is scared. The church. I don't want to say anything because if I do that, you know, people might not. You, they come or they don't. They listen or they won't.
Yeah.
You do your part.
That's right.
And the rest is on them.
Yeah.
If you don't do your part, their blood may be required at your hands.
Yeah.
Amen. If you don't open your mouth, their blood, God may require their blood at your hands because you knew the truth and you didn't share it.
Amen.
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 It's like knowing that there's a bomb in the house set to go off at noon and you won't tell me before I enter into my house. So when it goes off, is it my fault that it went off? It's your fault for not telling me. I didn't know it was in there. You should have told me you knew this and you're my friend and you didn't, you're my pastor and you wouldn't tell me. You love me, but you won't help me. That's not, I don't need that kind of love. You keep that love. I don't need that.
Amen.
Another one. Amy Cormier, I got your email. We are praying for Louisiana. We're going to pray for Louisiana right now. I don't know where they stand. I don't know how bad. I know it's bad. Some of the areas have been hit bad. We have loved ones in Louisiana. Louisiana and Texas. You know, we have loved ones in that area, Florida. We've got members. When I say loved ones, I'm talking about the body of Christ, members of this body. We have loved ones there, and we need to pray for them. So if I can just get you to stretch your hand out. Amen. Everybody. Kids, y'all come up here. There's just a handful of... Don't go writing your governor. Oh, they got a house full of people. Stop lying. We only got a couple of people, a handful of people in here. I need somebody to help me get this out to you.
Amen.
Amen. I need somebody to help me get this out to you. People want to come back to church. You know what it is. Amen. So we want to pray for Allie. Lift up. Come on up here. We want to pray for our loved ones that are affected by, what's her name, Laura?
Yeah, Hurricane Laura.
Hurricane Laura. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you, for you are worthy of all praises. You are worthy to be lifted up. You are the only true and living God. We bless you. Father, you and you alone know the totality of the loss and damage and danger and destruction that has happened across those states. You understand, Father, what's really going on. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you would help those that are dealing with this catastrophe, Lord, whether they are saved or not, whether they believe in you yet or not, whether they know you right now or not, we're asking that you would help them all in the name of Jesus, that you would help them all recover in the name of Jesus, that you would help them all to rebuild, that you would give them all what they need, what they are standing in need of, Father, that you would encourage those that are discouraged and those people that have lost everything or nearly everything, that you would provide for them, give them some grace, some favor, and some mercy. Father, whatever is necessary to build them back up, in the name of Jesus, we're asking that you would let your perfect will be done. Father, pour into that atmosphere. Pour into those families, those that have lost loved ones, those that have loved ones that have been hurt, those that have no home, those that have no property, those that don't know where their next meal is coming from, those that are still crying out to you, those that are in need. Father, we are standing in the gap for them. You said where there are two or three gathered together in your name, touching and agreeing, you, Father, said that you would be in the midst.
Yes, yes, Jesus.
Father, we are here, touching and agreeing in the spirit. Those that are tuned in live, those that will listen to this later, we are agreeing in the name of Jesus that you would help those. Father, send on the rain of your blessing, the rain of your power. You sent manna to those children in the desert. I know you can send favor to those children in Louisiana, those that are in Florida, those that are in Texas. I know. I have seen you work. I know you have the ability to move mountains. Father, this is a mountain to somebody. You are able to move mountains. Father, bless those that are in need. And we will continue to pray according to your will by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're also praying for our sister Verna. And her daughter Nikki. Father, we're praying that you would open up a door. That you would open up an opportunity. God, that you would make your presence known. That you will allow your power and your authority to move on their behalf, and you will bless each of them as they appear to go their separate ways, that you would make your perfect will be done. Show them the growth, show them the possibility, show them their strength, show them what you can do for them and through them and with them. Let your perfect will be done. And then give them that testimony that they will share with others so that they too will understand that God is able to do all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, let's get them praying going.
We want to pray over Brenda Vincent and family. They are looking for a home.
Yes.
Prayer for the patients.
Yes.
You know,
yes. Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah, we know.
You want great patients so that they don't choose the wrong home.
Yes. Amen. We know we jumping into that same pool. So we get it. We get it. And also for her sprained foot, but ankle, but she came anyway.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, God is good. Lemia etzestromia. Pusha ichemia. Give me the oil. Hallelujah. And Pastor Andrea and Pastor Cole, I need you to lay hands on Brenda's ankle.
Yes.
Pastor Drew, come on up here. You too. Amnika Issa Unge. I need you both to lay hands on her ankle while I'm praying.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for her healing. We bless you and we thank you for Brenda's deliverance. Father, we bless you. We thank you for her, for a made up mind to want to serve you in spirit and in truth. Father, we're praying. We thank you in advance for the healing that's taking place as we speak, for you are worthy of all praises. Father, you understand that they're in the market looking for a house. You are able. You are able, Father. The Bible says patience possess ye your soul. You must, this is a faith walk. You walk by faith and not by sight. I have all faith that God will provide everything that I need. And if I need a house, God will provide a house. God is able to do all things, especially for those that he care for, those that have been grafted onto the vine, those that he called his. God is able, and I declare to you in the name of Jesus that you will hold on to your faith, that God will, in his time, honor your faith. Father, we're praying the same blessings over our household, our patience. But we know that that day is coming. We know that it's coming in your time. In your time. And that's all I want, because if it's not your gift and your time, I don't want it.
Amen.
We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 And amen. Hallelujah. Can I do it? Y'all need help? Y'all the young ones. Y'all shouldn't need that much help.
Getting up gracefully.
Amen. Getting up gracefully. Who's on our prayer list? Amen. Listen, I am grateful for everyone. I wish we had more prayers. Requests coming in, legitimate prayer requests. I don't want you sending something in, you know, Lord, you know, pray for the ants behind my house because they, yeah, I want you to send in a legitimate prayer, because if you, because in this big giant world, I know there are a lot of people that need prayer. We don't charge for prayers. We're not trying to put you on black, even if you don't want us to mention it online. We are still here to pray for you.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I don't want my business online. I get that. I get that. I totally get that. And that's cool. All you got to do is when you send in your prayer request, say, please don't put this online. And then we have an awesome prayer team that knows how to keep your business and not news.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That knows how to keep their mouth shut except when they're praying and praising God. And so if you have a prayer request, a prayer need, then you can send it to us and we will glad, because this is our responsibility as members of the body of Christ in this location.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because there are many bodies of Christ in many different places. We are one of them. And that's been part of our assignment, to pray for those that are in need of prayer. If you are lost and you know it, you need prayer. If you're not sure whether you're lost or not, you need prayer. If you need to pray for someone or need someone to pray with you, we even have some people that will call you online one-on-one and pray with you. We're not selling your email address. We're not selling your information. The information you give us is confidential and it stays that way.
Amen.
We don't share your information with anybody except Pastor Sandy and the prayer team, and they will share it with anybody else.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You don't have to worry about nobody buying any of your information from us. Nobody's buying your email addresses. Nobody's buying your home address. Nothing. If somebody sends you something, it wouldn't because of us.
Amen.
Amen. We have qualified, legitimate companies that we are connected with that guarantee your information will stay private. Because as soon as I find out they're selling it, we're going somewhere else. Amen. And so you don't have to worry about your confidentiality or your privacy. We will respect that. Amen. All we're asking, we're not asking you to send any checks. We're not asking you to send any PayPals or dashboard or clipboard or whatever, whoever we're using. We're not asking you to do anything except let us help you. That's all we're asking. Amen. Now, we ain't gonna be here forever. Okay? And this offer will not be here forever. So you better get it while the getting is good.
Amen.
Amen. That's all I'm saying. Because one day people are going to be running to the church and we ain't going to be here.
Amen.
Somebody got to log into YouTube and they would have deleted all of these prayer services and all of the messages. Listen, let me share something with you because we got a couple minutes, right? Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah. Amen. While she's thinking about how many minutes we have, let me share something with you. If you claim to be a member of the body of Christ and you posted a YouTube, sent any particular types of emails, got some Instagrams, Facebooks, and they got all kind of stuff out there, they know where you are and they know who you are. Y'all follow me? You're not getting away. You're already on that list. Okay? And as soon as the Lord makes his move and snatches his people up, all that stuff is going away. All that stuff. Now, you're going to have plenty of Catholic stuff up there because they're trying to lead you to hell in the first place. So you're going to have a lot of that up there. I'm Catholic. You can't say that. I can say that. You don't like it? You'll be all right. But this kind of stuff is out. It's out. The prayer services, the praise and worship services, the ministering the gospel. They're even writing a new Bible and they're taking out the history of Israel. How are you going to write a new Bible when it's not yours to write in the first place? And they said they're taking out everything that has to do with Israel. So what's exactly? What's left? You know, all the stuff that you freely have access to now will be gone. I guarantee it. When God flipped the switch, calls us up, your whole life will change. All the freedoms and privileges that you enjoy now, that you take for granted, you won't have. I'll just watch some more and see. Said you knocking on the door, we're not going to be here. I wouldn't be surprised if they boarded it up or blew it up. I wouldn't be surprised. Have armed guards at the door so to make sure nobody gets in. I wouldn't be surprised because they know who we are. So I told Pastor Sandy a long time ago, I said, we got to go. I said, because if we don't leave, when it happens, they're coming to get us. Mm-hmm. Amen. And guess what? You too.
Amen.
Yeah, you on the list too. You going too. Got your face all up in YouTube talking about Jesus. Oh, we're going to see after a while. They know where you live. They're coming to get you. Amen.
Amen.
You don't seem scared. I ain't scared. I ain't going to be here.
Amen.
If you want, I'll leave the keys in the car. It's paid for. You can have it. And the other car, you can take the notes over and it's yours too. Do as you will. I won't need it. Amen.
Amen.
Does everybody got, is the time to pray now? Yes. All right, I'm going to go on. She want me to pray. I don't know why she want me to. Go ahead.
Michael is asking for prayer for his mom and his friend Diane,
uh-huh,
who are both experiencing health challenges.
Amen. Michael is asking for his mom and
a friend
and Diane. The friend named Diane, the health issues. Michael, thank you for contacting us. It is our pleasure to pray with you and for you for Diane,
mm-hmm,
and her friend
and his mom and his friend Diane.
Oh, okay. Michael's mom and Michael's friend Diane.
Yes.
I got it. Yes. Amen. I'm going to leave that.
Right,
I'm going to leave it right there. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Do you know that when I'm ill, when I'm sick, I lay hands on me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not to say that you don't call and ask other believers to stand in agreement with you.
Amen.
But I'm saying, in addition to that, if you are a believer, you can lay your anointed hands on your anointed self.
Yes.
And ask the Lord, Lord, whatever's going on here, I know you are the doctor. I know you are the creator. When you have a problem with your Mercedes, you don't take it to the Toyota dealer. You take it to the cat that made the Rolls.
Yes.
All right? You don't go to some backyard boogie and ask them to work on your car. You take it to the maker of the car and say, listen, this is the problem. You made this thing. You fix it. Right? So when I have a problem, I take it to the maker. I take it to the creator. There's something going on that they ain't supposed to be here. I need you to fix that thing if you would. I need you to do a little something, Lord, because I can't handle it.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what I do. Now you do what you want to do, but that's what I do. We take it to somebody that we can trust,
yeah.
Somebody that I can count on, somebody that's got a track record.
Yeah.
God, somebody that's honorable and reliable.
Amen.
Not some backyard boogie that's gonna do whatever they want to do, and you get what you get when you get it.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Why are you saying all of that? I'm saying this, Michael and Tisha.
Diana and mom,
while we're praying, names are not my gift. I'm sure y'all know that by now. So when I get to heaven, I want to remember every name up there. That's what I want, because I can't remember hardly a single one while I'm here. So I want to know every name in heaven, and I want to remember each of them. That's my only request. Amen. Now, whether he honors that or not, I don't know, but we're going to see. Amen. While we're praying for them, while we're praying, I need you, whenever you hear this, to lay hands on yourself. Wherever your issue is, or if it's a whole body thing, just throw your hands up and say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are aware. First of all, you are so awesome. And even whether you heal me or not, or whenever you heal me in your perfect time, or whatever you decide to do, I'm good with it in the name of Jesus. You said, ask and it shall be given. I'm falling back on your word. You said, seek and you shall find. You told us to knock and the door would be open. You said that I could receive healing if I came to you. So if it is your will that I am healed, my desire, Lord, is that I am healed in the name of Jesus. And Father, we are praying that those children will be healed in the name of Jesus. Those are your children. And they're asking for prayer in the name of Jesus. Healing is a part of our blessed hope. Healing is a part of our walk with Christ. Your blood was shed for my healing. Your blood was shed for my mental state. Your blood was shed for this temple. Your blood covers all of this. Your blood covers this. It's in the contract. It's in there. If I'm doing something to violate the contract to prevent me from being healed, fix me first. Forgive me of my sin, Lord, first. Heal my mind first. If there is anything in this temple that does not honor you, remove it in the name of Jesus, so that I can walk in freedom, so that I can walk in healing. Heal those babies. Heal them, Lord. Heal them. I need you to know that it's in God's contract with you. It's in the covenant healing. And so if there's anything in your atmosphere that conflicts with that, that interferes with your healing, you need to talk to God about that. Mm-hmm. If you're smoking and you're having problems breathing, you need to deal with that problem. Mm-hmm. Amen. If you're having mental issues, but you're popping pills, you need to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Deal with the, you need to ask God to help you to deal with the root and the cause of the problem. Because if you just keep medicating the problem is still there. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
You cannot keep medicating the problem. You need to get rid of the problem.
Yes, hallelujah.
If sin is a problem, ask God to get rid of the sin.
Yes, Jesus.
If bad understanding is a problem, ask God to clear your mind so that you will understand. If you need more joy, ask God, give me more joy. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your what?
Strength.
Your strength. And if you have no joy, you have no strength.
Amen.
The strength that comes from your joy may also be what's keeping you healthy.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. And so when you are lacking in joy, you could be damaging your own self. Because God pours everything in us for a reason.
Yes.
And if you're lacking what God has poured into you, you may be the reason that you're not healed.
Yes.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. What kind of strength? All kinds of strength. Your
yes.
mental strength, your spiritual strength, your physical strength.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I turned 60 and I'm strong.
Yes.
I have joy. The joy of the Lord, not the joy of this world. The joy of the Lord is your strength. If you have no joy in God, you have no strength. So everything in the atmosphere can attack you and you are defenseless because you have no strength. And you wonder why you catch everything that's coming out, because you have no strength. That had to come from the Lord, didn't it?
Yes.
Didn't that have to come from the Lord?
Yes. Hallelujah.
You don't have to be weak, but because you have no strength, you can't help but be weak.
Jesus.
The joy of the Lord.
Yes.
If you have no joy, you need to get some joy. Lord, I need joy. Tell him, Lord, I need joy. Lord, I need joy. Teach me how to receive joy. Joy is a gift for every person that believes. I'm not talking about happiness. There's a world of difference between joy and happiness. Happiness is based on things that are happening in your environment, in your atmosphere. Guess who's in control of this atmosphere? The enemy. So if you're basing what you think is strength on what the enemy is in control of, you think he's going to get, he knows this, he's just hoping you don't. He knows the joy of the Lord is your strength. He knows happiness has nothing to do with joy. He knows that. God. And he's going to do everything to keep you from knowing it. And if you know it, he's going to keep you as best he can from receiving. But the Bible says greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. He who? He the enemy. You need joy so that you can be healed. And you need a lot of joy so that you can stay healed.
Yes.
I don't believe that. That's why you're in the hospital now. Amen. That's why you popping pills now. It don't take all of that. Yes, it does. Woo! God poured everything in us for a reason. Just because you don't know the reason don't mean it don't work.
Amen.
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 They thought tonsils didn't mean anything. If God put it there, it had to mean something.
Right.
They just go whacking them out just because they, I don't know what it is. Can't mean anything. They just take them out. And people getting infections all over the place. Just because you don't know what it means doesn't mean you got the right to cut it off.
Amen.
Find out what it means. Maybe you need that to live.
Right. Yes.
Amen.
Kartik is asking for prayer for his father.
Who?
It's Kartik.
Kartik.
His father's 70 years old.
Bless you.
He has numerous health issues.
Mm-hmm.
Breathing, damaged kidney, ooh, weak heart, ooh, weak bones.
Oh.
He has fits and seizures, and he has pains in his thigh bones and legs.
Wow. I believe that if God ejected those demons that are giving him fits and feet and seizures, or that spirit that's causing him those fits and seizures, I believe that the body could heal.
Amen.
Do you know that when you are under spiritual attack, it attacks your physical body?
Yes.
It's a battle, a real battle. It weighs on the mind. It drains your strength. It affects your... The spirit realm affects the physical realm, absolutely. But people don't get that. They separate the two. One has nothing to do with the other. When this, that, nothing could be further from the truth. But here's the thing. If you don't know what truth is, you'll accept anything. They taught us a long time ago, if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything.
Right.
Mm. Amen. I'm just neutral. I'm neutral. There is no such thing as neutrality in this war. You are either in or out. You is or you ain't. You going or you stand. There is no neutral ground in this battlefield. None.
Amen.
You either choose Christ or you lose Christ by default.
Amen.
You choose him or you lose him. That's how it is. You have to make a choice. There is no such thing as neutral. I'm neutral. I'm neutral. Everybody do their own thing. We all going to the same place. I pray to God we not. Because I don't want to go where you're going. We all serve the same God. No, no, we don't. You like Pop Daddy. No. Snoop. No.
It's not the same God.
Yeah, but I want to give out one of them names.
No, it's okay.
Pac. Tuk-tuk.
No,
Pac.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, right? They don't want me to, because I'm going to mess it up. But you know, you serve all kind of gods. You think you a god. You think you a god. You serve you. The whole world is because it is based on what you want. Everybody has to conform to you and what you, everybody has to bend because you want, you have made a god out of you. And you serve you. Amen. We can't possibly be going the same place. We're going to pray those demons,
yes,
that the Lord will release those, that spirit or those demons or whatever that is, because it ain't the spirit of God. God's spirit don't give fits. God's spirit don't give all that kind. God's spirit don't do that. So by the process of elimination, if it's not God, it must be the enemy.
Amen.
That just makes sense, right? You judge and shut up when you get your prayer service, and you, when it's time for you to pray, you say what God give you. Ain't nobody ask you nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We think he is. Amen. I'm a child of the living God.
Amen.
Amen. I've been called by the Lord. That's who I am. Amen. And I don't need your approval to know who I am.
Amen.
The Lord already told me, so here we go. Father God, in the name of Jesus, what's his daddy's name? Did he say?
He did not provide his daddy's
name. Tell me the son, the young man's name again.
Kartik.
Father, we're praying on behalf of Kartik and his father. You are able to deliver him from those enemies that are attacking his mind and his body and his well-being, that's throwing his body off balance where it is unable to produce what it needs in order to be a healthier body. That spirit is attacking him, God. But we pray in the name of Jesus that you would remove the enemies. Hold on that man. And people like him that are under attack, that have been imprisoned by these spirits. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would remove those spirits, and that you would give them peace, and that you would give them back their joy, and that you give them back their fire and their power in you, and that you would raise them up in the name of Jesus, and that they will not die, but they would have a powerful life in you. Rebuke those spirits in the name of Jesus. We command in the name of Jesus, wherever he is and wherever that body is, that you would remove those spirits in the name of Jesus, and give him hope again. Give him power again. Give him this joy again. Give him what he needs. I need my towel. Give me. Hallelujah. Give him what he needs so that he can be healed. Give him what he needs so that he can be set free. Freedom, Lord, in that house. Freedom in that house. In the name of Jesus, we command freedom in that house, freedom in that temple, freedom in that atmosphere, freedom!
Hallelujah.
We rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus. We cast you out in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. Come out! In the name of Jesus, by the authority of the Most High God, we command you to be moved. And removed from that atmosphere, removed from that temple, removed from that body, removed from that family. Father, you are in control of that atmosphere. Let your perfect will be done. Lord, give them back their testimony. Give them back their testimony. Give them back their testimony. Give it back to them, Lord. La Rosharia. We reject the witchcraft that has surrounded that neighborhood, that house. We reject and rebuke the witchcraft that is in that atmosphere, that demon of witchcraft, that spirit of witchcraft that's in there. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Come out! In the name of Jesus, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Lamia, give them that testimony once again. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Tomorrow, it's praying for salvation for her son, Jesse.
Yes.
Tamara.
What an awesome prayer. What an awesome request. We too are praying for your son, right? We're praying for Jesse. La ikisomana. I don't know if you have access to Jesse one-on-one or not. I don't know. I don't know where their frame of mind is. I don't know. But we're going to pray that the Lord will fix whatever is necessary. You know, sometimes the Lord just have to tweak that situation a little bit. You know, because sometimes when they've been brought up in the church or they've been around the church for so long, sometimes they get kind of, if they're not actually involved in it, if they don't actually have their own relationship with God, sometimes they get a little numb, right? They get a little desensitized. And so they can't recognize what the enemy is doing. It's like a frog. You put him in lukewarm water and he'll sit there all day. But you turn it up a little bit at a time. And he won't notice it until he's frog stew. Right? And so the enemy they used to tell us, he's just rocking them to sleep, making them feel comfortable in the atmosphere that they're in. He's just rocking them to sleep. But as soon as the rapture's over, as soon as the rapture happens, bam. He don't have to rock you to sleep anymore. He got you, right? Or if they leave here, thank you, baby. If they leave here and they have no relationship with God, he's got them.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't want the enemy to rock your child to sleep. I don't want the enemy to have him in a pot of water, this world, and the enemy slowly, well, not so slow anymore, he's turning it up and turning it up, but you just keep adjusting instead of recognizing where you are and getting out. You just keep adjusting to the temperature. Have you noticed that in people? They don't an abused relationship, instead of getting out, they just keep adjusting. Yeah, well, I only got hit once today, so it's not as bad as it used to be. Oh, he only beat me on the weekends now, so it's not as bad as it used to be. I got a makeup now that covers that up, so it's not as bad. They just keep adjusting. That's what people do in life. They don't realize the change. They just keep adjusting. Now it becomes normal. That's what they're doing with the temperature thing and the mask thing and staying out of church. If they can keep you out of church long enough, how long does it take to create a habit? 21 days. If they can keep you out long enough, not going to church will become a habit. Not praising God will become a habit. See, the enemy, he's been around a long time. He ain't, none of this is new to him. He's been planning this whole time. If he can keep you out long enough to create a habit in you of not praising God. If you weren't reading your Bible when you were in church, you probably ain't reading it now. And so keep you out of the habit of reading your Bible. Keep you in the, make a habit out of you not praising God. Make a habit out of you not going. So if they ever opened it back up, you ain't going no way. Why? It's a habit. I'm not used to praising God anymore. I'm not used to going to church anymore. I'm not used to fellowshipping anymore. The Bible says, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together as the manner of some is. And so the enemy is trying to make you forsake. So forsaking will become a habit. And when it's time for you to get together, you have not done it for so long. Now I feel strange. I feel different. I'm not comfortable now. I'm not, because he set it up. Get you so used to wearing a mask, you feel naked without one. That's the plan. And instead of realizing what the plan is, we just keep adjusting. Keep tweaking it. Keep adjusting. Until when it's all said and done, you look just like them. Can't tell you apart. You have no faith like them. You have no joy like them. You have no more knowledge like them. You're just like them now. Because now their life has become your life. That's the plan. But now you can see what the enemy's doing. Don't fall into the plan. Well, how do I not fall into the plan? Take it up. Take it up. What do you mean take it up? Take it to God. Yes. Take it up. Yes. Allie, I need you to stay out here. Take it up. You need to give it to God. Take it up.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That was good stuff, wasn't it?
Amen.
Father.
Amen.
Father, we're praying that he will understand who you are.
Yes.
That child will come back to you.
Forgiving
all sin and unrighteousness, moving them back to you.
Yes.
While there's still time.
Yes.
Continue to watch over that parent, that mother that's praying.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Jennifer is asking for prayer over her marriage. She's asking for restoration in her marriage, and her spouse has backslidden. He's resorted to verbal meanness.
Mm.
And he's attempted to leave the family.
Wow. Mikishom. What's her name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer and those that are like Jennifer. And I want us to tell about Octavia. Happened. Okay. Jennifer and people that are like Jennifer, whoever, if it's your husband or your wife, I get it. You did the best thing. Taking it to the altar, giving it to God. That's the best thing you can do. Because when they're in that state of mind, there's probably nothing you can say to make them think otherwise. Because they already have a desire or destination already in mind. And so you may have become the enemy in that regard. You understand what I mean? And so whatever you're trying to say, they immediately reject it, not because of what you said, but because who said it.
Amen.
Amen. And so, and a lot of times I realize that people don't realize, they think it's just about me. It's just about me. It's not just about you. It's about your presence makes a difference in that atmosphere. Who do you affect? What children are watching you? What other Christians? Who else watched you backslide? Who else watched you step away from the cross? Who was watching you to see who God was and then saw you turn your back on God? You don't know who's watching you. You don't know who's banking on you. You don't know who's using you as a role model in order to get to God. You don't know that. Now, besides all that, your responsibility as a partner with that other part, that's your responsibility. What happens to what you guys used to do together? What happens to the children, if there are any? What happened to the relatives? What happens to the living environment? The whole, this is not just about one person. This is about a chain of things that happen because of the selfishness of one person.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get y'all to agree with that?
Amen.
It is the selfishness of one person, one entity, changed the whole world, Satan.
Yes.
He wanted to be greater than God. So he's going to destroy something that he didn't make,
mm-hmm.
take something that he didn't own, and destroy something that wasn't his in the first place. And look at what happened. Eve, one person, changed the world. One choice changed the whole thing. Eve may have said, well, it's just me and you. Who could it affect? She had no idea the ramifications of her actions. One person thought, what could one person do? Jesus on the cross, one person. Amen. One person on the cross changed the whole world. What can one person do? You'd be amazed what one person can do. And so you're going to walk away from something that God put together because you making a choice. One person can change the lives of many people.
Yes.
That's why you have to take it to God.
Yes.
Because you don't know this connects to this and this connects to that and this links to this. It's a spider web that links to, you don't know how big that web is. And you may be, the one link could cause the whole end to collapse. And then what do you say? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that changes everything. I didn't mean to. Oh, well, everything's better now. You didn't mean to. Eve could have changed that if she wanted to. Once she accepted it, no matter what she said after that, it was done. Amen?
Yeah.
One person should not take the authority. Notice I said take. Should not take the authority over many lives because you change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take that to God. We're going to pray.
Yes.
What's her name again?
Jennifer.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are praying for Jennifer and her spouse and those that are connected to, those that are part of that chain,
yes.
those that are part of that connection, Father, we're praying because we don't know how many people will be affected if that plan goes forth.
Yes.
That needs to be taken back to you. That needs to be placed in your hands. And whatever sin that has found its way in, we're asking you to remove it
yes.
in the name of Jesus. Because one person can make a difference. One person can cause a chain reaction. One person can make other things happen. Father, this is a decision that must be made from the heavens, not from man. Heal that environment. Heal that situation. Cast out the sin and let your perfect will be done. Let your angels do what they do. Let your angels, let your power take authority over that situation. And you, Lord, take control. We're giving it to you. Whatever needs to happen, let it be so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is God talking?
Yes.
Oh, he's speaking up.
Amen.
Somebody told me, somebody said in one of the emails, they said, it's like a service all by itself.
Amen.
Amen.
Gwen is asking for prayer for her husband, Greg,
uh-huh.
who was diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer 2.5 years ago. He needs healing in his prostate and his esophagus.
Yes. Oh.
They're asking for wisdom and what to do, and they also need deliverance from fear.
Yeah.
Their marriage.
Yeah, yeah. I've been told or I've observed over the years that sometimes the spouse that is sick will try to back out of a relationship to try not to put so much pressure on that one. That's a bad way to think about it because you're actually adding more burden to that person as opposed to you thinking you're helping them. You're not really helping them when you're pushing them away. When they're trying to help you and bless you and pray over you and you're constantly pushing them away, that's not helping them. Amen. Y'all understand that what you need to do is come together as one and both of you together give that to God.
Yes.
The Bible says, I will keep their minds in perfect peace whose mind has stayed on him, whose mind has stayed on thee, depending on what version you read. a lot of, we watch so much, we're so focused, and a lot of us have it. We're so focused on our at our physical atmosphere until we forget about the spiritual battle. Amen. We're so focused on what I have and what I don't have, what they have and what I don't have. We're, this is not the way it used to be. And then, first of all, things will never be the way they used to be again. Ever. Never. That chapter has been written and closed. That's a done deal. We're in a whole new chapter now. The way things used to be will never, ever, 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 ever be again. It's not supposed to, because the enemy is rolling, is preparing for the 7 years. You're not. Right. So it can't go back to the way it was. They are openly preparing for the 7 years. Now, if you plan on being here, then you feel the way you feel. But this is not what God's plan is for us. It'll never be the same again. It's never going to go back to the way it was. Okay? Believers need to come together as one. And you need to take your concerns to God and not focus so much. There are certain things you need to happen. You need to know what's going on so you know how to function. Don't get me wrong. But you don't need to. Every goodbye ain't gone. And every shut eye ain't sleep. Everything is not the way it appears. The enemy is the master of illusion. He can, it'll be raining and he'll make you think it's something else. He does that because he's been here long enough to know how your mind works. Take your fears and your concerns up. Take your fears and concerns to God. Ask God to do with it as he will. If you are a child of God, fear should not be controlling your atmosphere. Because fear is not of God. The scriptures tell us that. Fear is not of God. If you're living in fear, that is a lack. I don't want to say you are not in God, because that's not necessarily true. You don't have enough, your relationship is not tight enough with God to live without the fear. It's righteous to be concerned. Right. Kids going to school, right. Insurance on the car. It's right. It's just wisdom to be concerned. But when they're asleep, you're afraid to wake up. You're afraid to look out the door. Now fear has consumed you. Now you are no good to you, and you're pretty much no good to God. Because God can't operate through you when you're operating out of fear. It just, he can't use you. You become less and less of asset to God when you are operating in fear, because the enemy brings about fear. God brings about faith and hope. So when you have no faith and you are in a hopeless state, you need God. Amen. We are praying that God will heal. Did they ask for healing?
Yes.
We're praying for your healing.
Yes.
Don't be afraid of what the enemy can do. Because what they can't do any more than God allows them to do.
Mm-hmm.
They can't go any further than God allows them to go. God has a plan.
Yes.
If you don't know what God's plan is, that's your problem.
Yes.
You need to understand that your daddy's got a plan. He's not, his plan is not for you to die under the foot of the enemy. His plan is to lift you up in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
His plan is not for you to die hungry, destitute. That's not his plan. His plan is not for you to live in fear, but to live in light and life and hope in Christ.
Yes.
And if you have no hope, you need Jesus.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for health.
Yes.
We're praying for strength.
Yes.
We're praying for joy.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Because the joy of the Lord is what?
Our strength.
The joy of the Lord is what?
Our strength.
We're praying for your joy. Yes. We're praying that you would allow the Lord to redeem your power and your authority.
Yes.
So that you will stand up in the name of Jesus. Because let me tell you, if you're cowering down, that means you're not standing up. And how can you walk and serve the Lord if you're not standing? As long as you're cowering down, the enemy can ride your back. Amen? But when you stand up, you can shake that thing off. Come on, shake it with me. Shake it with me. You can shake that thing off. They don't want to shake.
Not like that.
You can shake that thing off as long as you stand. You can, Abigail, am I right? Hey, you can shake that thing off. It can't, if you're shaking it off and you fight, it can't hang on to you. But as long as you crawling on all fours, oh, woe is me, he can ride you like a pony. You need to stand up, shake it off, and be about your Father's business. Amen. Did I say that right? Even though y'all wouldn't shake with me, that's all right. You shook a little bit. Amen. Thank you. You didn't shake at all. Did you shake? Amen. So the brother shook. Amen. The women, y'all got issues. Amen. Amen. Yep, y'all the ones. Amen. Any more prayers?
No, we have two praise reports.
Yes! Two new ones or one new one?
One new one and a new one.
Yeah. Love your praise reports. You gotta, they can't hear you over there.
Okay.
Amen. Come on over here.
But he shared it with the group.
Amen.
Kevin has four adult children.
Mm-hmm.
We've been praying for them. One son was smoking pot. He gave up pot and joined the army.
Yes. Yes.
The daughter is no longer living in sin. She got married.
Yes.
And two other sons are living for Christ.
Yes. Tell me God ain't awesome.
Hallelujah.
Tell me God ain't awesome.
Yes.
And as incredibly awesome as that is, who was it?
Kevin.
Yeah. Kevin, hallelujah to you in the name of Jesus. God is making stuff happen.
Yes.
God is making stuff happen. And as awesomely incredible as that is, we got another awesome praise report.
Yes. Amen.
Come over here, woman.
Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, we prayed for Octavia, who was struggling with insomnia.
Yes.
She has a son who is autistic, and she has an infant, mm-hmm. and she was just having a hard time. And from our prayers, we had Aaron, who is a fellow, who is a online member.
Another global member.
Yes, she saw that she was struggling, and she got.
Now, where does Aaron live?
Aaron lives. Let me see. I don't think it says here.
Washington, Texas. No, Octavia lives in Texas.
Aaron lives in Michigan.
Michigan.
Aaron lives in Michigan. She hopped